Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This Labor Day at Lowe's, shop member-only doorbuster deals for a limited time. Save $50 on an Ego string trimmer, now $169. Plus, get 50% off select Holland pavers. Not a rewards member? Sign up for free today. But hurry, Labor Day doorbuster deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 9-1 while supplies last. Program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
It's In This League.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Come again.
With Scott Bogman and Chris Welch.
Can't wait.
What does that do? Does that blow your mind?
That just happened.
So welcome into the In This League Fantasy Baseball Podcast. It's Bogman. It's Welch. ITL. And it's just us. No guest. Nope. Just old Bogman and the Welch talking to you about prospects you should stash, or maybe you shouldn't, as many will say. Don't stash those prospects. It's bad news. Player debates. Yes, we will player debate it. We got some good ones. We actually put polls out there. We actually have a couple voicemails that came in after I got all bitchy and complaining, and a bunch of news. So it's just a good old Bogman and the Welch episode. We're 100% not working. We had quite the show we did before the show. We had the show of shows before, which I feel
we
a
had
better, a little bit lighter.
I believe we called the airing of the grievances. It's what you and I had. So
what is that? Isn't that a Festivus?
Yeah. That's I mean, it's not between each other. It's about other things. But yeah,
oh, yeah. Actually, there was nothing between it was everything else. But I feel a little bit lighter, which is good. But then here's the problem. I then have the Rangers game on currently. And then I look at what Jack Leiter did today and I go, you suck. You're me, not him, me. I get asked like, hey, you do a video for Jack Leiter? I'm like, okay, I'm kind of positive about Leiter. He had only one game in his three minor leagues that he walked anybody, 25 strikeouts, sitting 96, commanding better. Guess what? Tigers, not a lot of homers, kind of struggled. They actually hit lefties better than righties. This might be a good matchup. Let's do this video. First inning, strikes out two. I'm like, whoa, Welch is a genius.
Real man of genius. How do you make such great picks, the Welch?
Annihilated in the second inning. And then back for the third inning. We're back. And then the fourth inning gives up 7 earned runs. Doesn't look super great in general. So big stupid deal. We can talk a little bit more. We'll actually look at the intertwinings of that. So it's as light as I can feel. We can turn that anger back on. But we got lots of stuff and things as we hang with you here. And thank you guys, as always, for hanging with us. You can come and check us out over at inthisleague.com. That is the Patreon where I got my top 500 prospects, my dynasty ranks, if you would like to see those. Updates coming every month. So we'll have new stuff. I have some additions to the prospect list next month because we're going to be adding some of the draftee guys. So you can kind of see where they're going to relatively rank on the draft list, how I rank them. So what you can see, like what first year player, a lot of people do the first year player drafts in season, which is always super interesting to me. So we'll have the ranks for you there. And then obviously the dynasty changes and a ton more. Bogman's got football stuff. I got to get an in season rank at the end of the month. I'm going to be putting up as well. You want to support us? You want the stuff? Patreon. You want to support us? Patreon. Group me rooms. Come hang out. Going to do some breaks here soon. Fun stuff. So much fun. So much fun on the Patreon. Make it lighter for us in our world. Join the Patreon today in thisleague.com. So, Jack Leiter. Stinks. Did you watch any of it?
I watched a little bit of it.
Shouldn't have.
But yeah, it wasn't great. You know, when I was watching him, he's doing pretty good. So then you and I got on together and there he goes. So well, I'm going to blame you.
Watching.
It's your fault.
By the way, like, I just hate Thursdays. Why do we do this all week long? We're full of games, and then Thursday comes around, and it's like, you can have four of them. They kind of stink. We're going to put them all early in the morning.
You'd rather have all or nothing? Like, just make it a clear day?
Honestly, yes. Kind of. Like, I know I'm being dramatic about it.
A little bit,
maybe. But I just don't know why we have this little day that's spattered, and it's like, you can have the Tigers and the Rangers, and we're going to do that at 10 a.m. You can have this one here. It's just weird.
I'm going to disagree with you on this, because I would rather have no days off of baseball. Like, you know, I mean, I'm not going to pay attention to every single game every single day, but I would like to have that. You know, I'd like to see a couple games on Thursday. It's better than no baseball. After 2020, dude, I mean, just give me baseball.
You're right. I'm wrong on this, but I guess maybe more of what I'm saying is, can we like have a few more games, and then maybe we take a couple games away from Wednesday? Maybe Wednesday, Thursday, it's instead of like 15 games on Wednesday and four on Thursday, could we have like 9 and 7? Yeah, I'm maybe being bitchy about it.
Yeah.
And if anything, I suppose I do like the concentration where you can kind of focus on games, but like, all they did was they said, here's everything at once in the morning, and then two later at night. And it's like, well, let's just span the day out, so we got baseball spread out the whole day if we're only going to do 5 or 6 games.
Listen, this isn't a cold take like your MLB big inning take, you know, on Monday.
Oh, I got annihilated for that, by the way. I had so many people being like, what are you talking about? Everyone was like, you should do it. It's the best thing. I still haven't done it, by the way. And you know what?
Yeah, it's on right now, by the way.
You know, I'm not going to do it. No, never. Yeah. Never going to do it now. And in my mood today, now I'll never do it. I'm actually going to email them and ask them to get rid of it.
I mean, listen, you're just hurting yourself. All right. That's all it is.
Where do you find it on? I don't watch.
Go to the app. It's the
I'm on it. No, I'm not on the app. I'm on the website on my computer right now. Where is it?
Okay. Go to MLB.tv.
That's what I'm on.
Okay. It should pop up. It should say big inning. MLB I'm big in. Inning.
Oh, okay. Well, I was on the games. Hold on. So let's see. Watch live featured. Oh, here it is. No, that's an old one. Live now. Is this old or new? I guess
No, it's on right now. I'm watching it right now.
Okay. But there's only like
one beginning. Presented by MGM. Matt Yaloff is on there with his ear things. I don't like he had one too many.
But there's only one game going on, so this isn't very fun.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
You don't need to be ripped. You just need the right shirt. Epic Fits gives you a clean, confident silhouette. Snug on the arms, soft on the skin, generous where it counts. And with deals like $15 per tee, they won't break the bank. Visit epicfits.com today. Epic Fits. T-shirts that get it.
In this league.
Somebody royally forked up. Somebody forked up. Why can't I say fork?
If you're trying to curse, you can't hear.
It's full shirt.
Holy mother forking shirt balls.
Well, okay. I did wonder why they did it so early today, because there were only like 3 or 4 games, but he was going through all of them. I think they're running it every day now at different times.
So there is like, there's like a guy.
It's exactly like the Red Zone channel. It's the Red Zone channel for baseball.
Hey, everybody.
Same thing.
We got 8 hours of we have 3 hours of interrupted baseball with a 5 hour break, and then we'll have one more game tonight. Enjoy.
Yep, that's exactly what he says. Are you sure you're not watching? It sounded exactly like him.
I'm so pissy today. I need to
You are.
I need a little vacation. I am going to try it, dude. Like, literally within like the 2 days of that episode airing, it would just be like every
things
couple
are
hours,
legal in your state. Go F and chill out, man. Like, I need to, you know,
but people were like, they're like, relax. No, you're missing out. You're missing out on this. You're missing out on that. And I was like, oh, dang. I'm like, okay. So look, I will try.
It's now. Not like you don't watch baseball. You watch baseball.
That's all I do. All day long.
Yeah, but this refusing to watch MLB Big Inning because you're being a contrarian, mm-hmm. I'm telling you, is all hurting no one but yourself. It is. No. It is good.
All right. So, I'll try it tomorrow on Friday.
Okay. There you go.
I don't know what the schedule looks like. All the games will be played tomorrow. I will try it on the
if
early.
If you still don't like
games.
It, then you're back? Insane and no one should trust anything you say. So
oh, really? That's maybe you shouldn't. I mean, look at Jack Leiter. Maybe you shouldn't trust anything that I say. Guess what? There's one game in the morning, by the way, 11 o'clock my time. And then they're all at 3. Why?
Yeah. I mean, the one day game is whatever. I don't like, especially a day game on a Friday. What are we doing?
It's like one makeup game.
Maybe it's a makeup game.
Let's talk about Jack Leiter. So Mr. Jack Leiter, major league debut. So again, my setup was this. Really good turnaround from where he had been. Minor league year so far, he's been homer happy, which was the concern. But he had 2 games with no walks, which I was positive about. Oh, I'm watching this now. They put the second game up. It does look pretty good. Not going to lie.
Yeah. Time. Oh, look at that. Nice. Wow.
I'm not listening to it, but I am looking at it. It's presented nicely.
Wow, two of the thing I like. I can't believe I enjoy it. Amazing. Maybe.
What if I had 3? But like, I was encouraged because he had one bad walkie game, but the fastball had been sitting 96, touching 98. It had just been good. You know, the slider had been solid. He had been throwing, you know, this cutter. The slider and they're calling it a cutter. It's just kind of moving around, blah, blah, blah. He'd been good. And the matchup actually seemed decent because the Tigers, they'd been hitting lefties a little bit better than righties. They hadn't seen Jack Leiter before, power fastball. I just thought everything was lining up to it. And as mentioned, he had 2 really good innings, but also 2 really bad innings where he got beat up. So this is what under the hood, the line kind of looks like. He had a 26% swing and whiff rate, which is really not great. That's a below average one. Only 2 pitches generated multiple whiffs. Bad also. The fastball had 5 on 24 swings, but it was in the zone 58% of the time, and it had an 83% zone contact rate. That's not good. His fastball was actually down on average. It had been sitting in the mid 96. It was around 95 here. But the fastball was just okay. Slider, garbage. That one of the bigger problems. 83% zone contact rate, by the way. And it was only in the zone 39% of the time. It had 1 whiff on 17 swings. Garbage. The changeup was good, but he was kind of throwing it inside. So, hey, at the end of the day, the fastball looked kind of lively. He wasn't commanding where he needed to, and the secondaries were not, they just weren't effective today. So I don't know. I don't know where this is going to go. I think there's an encouragement. They tried to let him go. They wanted him to go 5 to try to get the win because the Rangers had so many damn runs, but it was very mid. It wasn't top elite prospect. It was nothing like a Jared Jones or something like that. Like, I see life in the fastball. He could get it up in the higher parts of the zone, but he has to set his pitches up better. And I don't think that's what he was doing very well. He's just not setting up because of effectiveness. So this is all to say, I don't really have an answer. Like, he's probably going to get another opportunity. If it's a decent matchup, I'd probably watch it. I think he could be a 6 or 7 strikeout guy. But he is still pretty wildly inconsistent. And that's, you could tell by having 3 walks and no good zone stuff. Like, that's not good. The Tigers are not a high walk team. They weren't a good high average team. This is very mediocre, Boggs. It's disappointing.
Yeah, it sucks. It's not the result you want. But I mean, you know, it's his first start in the bigs. Remember, Brandon Fott got massacred last year in his first start, had to go back down, had problems. So it's not like we haven't seen this from top pitching prospects before. He's going to get another crack at it. And as bad as this was, it was way better than Brandon Fott's debut last year. So, you know, he's going to be fine. I'm not worried about this. It's just, yeah, you know,
I agree with you. I think there's things you can work with. Like, they were talking about the broadcast, how he likes to work inside the zone. I could see them maybe saying, hey, we're going to throw this changeup a little bit more and be a little bit more decisive with how they throw the slider. Because by the way, the next matchup, it's the Mariners in Texas. And the Mariners have been struggling offensively and are a higher strikeout team again. So that is actually a matchup where it's like,
well, if you're living in the strike zone, you're going to get hit in the bigs. So you just can't live there as much as what it sounds like. The way you're describing
how much fastball
he likes to work in the zone, blah, blah, blah.
But he wasn't living in the zone here. His command was the problem. So then all these guys were doing was putting their eye in one spot and they were just banging. They were just able to, the slider wasn't fooling anybody. He threw a lot of bad sliders in this one. And, he usually works at curveball better. He threw it only 13% of the time, which I think he uses quite a bit more. I would wonder if they say, a little bit more curve, a little bit more change, and let's be more decisive about the slider. I really hope to see improvements. This is a lot of Jack Leiter here, but I mean, he literally debuted just happened. And
yeah, we were watching it. Yeah. I was watching on MLB Big Inning. Welsh, Welsh watching it by itself.
It does say presented by BetMGM. I see that. Mm-hmm. So, all right. Well, we'll see how it goes.
Look at this. They got Ryan Pepiot called strikes and whiffs combined, batter's face, first pitch strikes. That's pretty decent, right? You like
where
that?
Are you seeing this stuff on the broadcast? Beginning. Yeah. I don't see it.
You don't see inside the start Thursday versus Angels, Ryan Pepiot, 6 innings, 92 pitches.
No, I don't see any of that. So I just see a big screen that just says presented by BetMGM. Do you get a special big inning because you are big inning, big corporate big inning guy over here?
I don't know. Is that what you're saying? Is that not what you're saying?
Yeah, for the most part. But I don't see any extra stats. Do you see extra stats?
I mean, not now, but when the whole screen was filled with Ryan Pepiot's face and all of his stats, yes.
I didn't see that. Maybe I wasn't.
What is happening?
Big corporate beginning to try to take away. Making our play. All right. Some other the big pieces of news before we get to the player debates, which again, by the way, we put out on tweets, and one of them has a lot of commentary on it. It'll be interesting to see where it's at on the votes, but we haven't done that yet this year. I'm very interested to see. Didn't see any of the snarky comments, so I'm pretty amazed about none of the, like, you know, where someone gives a different player.
Can I just take this guy? I did see one of those.
I don't care about, like, can I just have both or whatever. I don't really care about. What I care about is when someone puts someone else's name like this, the answer, and it's like, that's not what we asked. Like, that's great that you think that guy, but it's not what we're talking about here. So, you know, never tweet again. Other news, Justin Verlander, Jordan Montgomery making both of their debuts manana. So here is the question, Bogman. Are you comfortable putting them both out there as the Arizona Diamondbacks are facing a team by the name of the Giants and the Astros are facing that club that we all know, the Nationals?
Yeah,
that was not me scrolling.
Knew that off the top of your head. I think in these instances, I would start both these guys. I'm way more likely to start Verlander against the Nationals than I am Montgomery. But Montgomery's in San Francisco, so yeah.
Rehabs.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
You don't need to be ripped. You just need the right shirt. Epic Fits gives you a clean, confident silhouette, snug on the arms, soft on the skin, generous where it counts. And with deals like $15 per tee, they won't break the bank. Visit epicfits.com today. Epic Fits, t-shirts that get it.
Starts. Like, they both have not been.
Yeah, I don't care about rehab starts, like, even a little. I don't know if you're trying to work on something or just, you know, working on throwing the ball over the plate. Like, I know, like,
PCL,
when you're in,
too, by the way, you care about the PCL. Nope. Like Jordan Montgomery, I'm not.
Yeah, no, I don't care, you know, about the, because I know you're not fully committed and concentrated on getting the win. You're getting your work in and doing it that way. So, no, I don't care about bad defense starts.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hey,
in this league.
Look at us. Look at us. Huh? Who would have thought?
Not me.
Not me. Not me.
Who would have thought?
Not me. Not me.
Look at us.
Look at us.
Who would have thought?
Not me. Not me.
Both are also on the road. I'm down. Specifically, Jordan Montgomery, it's in San Francisco, so it's a better hitter-friendly environment. You know, a lot of run support, obviously, with the Diamondbacks. So I'm cool. I'm cool with both to start. I feel like a tiny bit less comfortable with Verlander. I know it's the Nationals and that feels like a better lineup, but like, I don't know. The Nats have been kind of sneaky lately. And we're going to talk about CJ Abrams here in a little bit. You know, Abrams is at the like core and forefront of this
Winker's
team.
Like, been great too. Yeah.
Who?
Jesse Winker has been.
Yeah. Winker. Lane Thomas is, I mean, obviously he's stealing a lot of bases, but yeah, he's starting to come on. Exactly like that. It's kind of a sneaky team. A lot of topic and discussion out there about Jared Jones. He was awesome on Tuesday, but he was pulled 59 pitches after five innings. And he said after the game, that was always the plan. He was only pitching five innings. It didn't matter like how many pitches he threw. He had gone into the 80s in the previous one, but it was made pretty clear this was all about maintaining the arm. But everybody was really like up in arms because of the pitch count. Which, like, I think there's other, like, theoretical things you could start getting into. Like, oh, is there something also about the time and, you know, the time that you're throwing as far as, like, innings go and how long you spend in preparation? Like, does that have anything to do with anything? Like, did you care? Joe was really worked up about the 59 pitches. And if, as a better, I would be if I had, like, massive, you know, like, sure, a laddered strikeouts or stuff. But he was really worked up about it. Do you think it's ridiculous?
I don't think it's ridiculous, especially with all of the arm injuries that we've had with, you know, the clock and no sticky stuff and, you know, pitchers maxing out for velocity, like all the combo of excuses everybody wants to make or reasons, I guess, that everybody wants to say for all of these injuries. Like, I understand limiting a guy. It's incredibly frustrating more for betting than it is for fantasy, because what are you going to do? You're not going to not start Jared Jones. If you're in a daily league and he's starting, he's been so good, you put him out there. That's just,
and he went five to right, line right up for the win. But to your point in betting, he actually, by the way, he hit his K prop, which is amazing because it was 6.5 and he went to 7 through
well,
five.
Well, that's nice, but how can you trust it for the next start if they're only going to let him throw 60?
Exactly.
That's the thing.
That's,
you know,
exactly
I don't get right. For fantasy, it's fine. He's getting his strikeouts. He's getting his five innings, hopefully a dub, right?
You're that's probably not going to get quality starts, so that might be something right. That's going to hold you back if you're a quality start league. You know, if anything, just to throw in, not to take away what you were lining up to do, but like, I prefer this type of clarity to know, like, oh, I'm going to have less opportunities for my guy to go six deeper into games, yes, which is going to hurt wins or kill quality starts. I'd rather know that going in.
Would you be more likely to trade him knowing that he has a cap right now and that he has started off strong? Because a guy with a cap that, you know, or at least a pitch limit, maybe if it's not specifically set on innings, it's probably set at somewhere around 90 pitches because he's gone over 80 in the first three, then only 59 in the last one. So his max right now at this point is sitting at 90. Are you more likely to trade him early now, even with the innings limit, because he's pitching well, knowing that a guy after one hiccup start, like his value just really plummets because he's going to be limited?
Not to answer your question with a question.
Sure.
But that's exactly what I'm going to do. Do you think, because he's like one of the biggest risers of like true value in the entire season. Do you think the he can only go five in that start and the open talk of like maintaining his arm, do you think that hurts the value on where he's come up to? Because people are pretty confidently speaking about him.
I think it's the first negative he has. So yes, I would have to say yes there.
Because I was, after first start on my first trade video of the year, saying, hey, listen, you might want to consider trading Jared Jones, knowing like we're already, I had said this in the first video, if we're already talking about him being a top, maybe it was the second video, but what either, if we're already talking about him being a top 30 SP, which was happening after the first second start, that if you can get some huge return, knowing that, you know, he's a rookie and he's going to be capped, it might be worth exploring. It looks dumb, me saying that, as he has continued to look like one of the best pitchers in baseball, have one of the best stuff pluses, which he does in baseball.
Yeah, but this is the stuff you need to consider, especially if you're in head-to-head. Like, if you're in Roto, I'm less likely to trade him, right?
Yeah.
You're getting those innings. They count all the same. But if you're in head-to-head, I'm looking to deal him right now, because who knows? They fall out of the playoff contention and he's over what they wanted him for. They could just shut him down.
You know, what's interesting too is Charrington came out, I guess, today to like reiterate kind of puts a little cold water on we're gonna talk about it at the very end. I just want to mention my prospects to stash article, whether you are a stasher or you're vehemently subtweet against stashing prospects. And if it kind of puts a little bit of cold water on my thought that he's going to be up soon, because Charrington does say that, like, they want him to work up to a full season load. By the way, great knowing it now, because what did we do? All we did was sit around and speculate what the hell was going on with the three inning thing. Was it saving? Was it saving the bullets, or was it building up? And now we know they view it as kind of building up. So maybe, and he went like 3 1/3, maybe next start he goes to four innings. So maybe where I thought by May 1st he'd be up, this might be more of like a May 15th to June 1st if he has to build up to five or six. Now we know, but it also kind of, maybe that gives you a better insight into their care of what they're putting into a guy like Jared Jones. So it all comes back to be like, hey, listen, I go back to my trade idea that I view him, and I think I said this then, kind of like Yuri Perez last year, where
Jared Jones.
I was doing the whole scheme thing. Jared Jones, when Yuri Perez was up, Yuri Perez was performing like he was a top 20 or 25 SP. He looked good. We knew there was upside, but there was all these weird quirky, like he's going to be sent down. How deep can he go into games? When do they shut him down? All those things were happening that I think I had said, like, you might want to sell Yuri Perez, all in redraft, by the way. That Jared Jones is at a real tippy top. I think it's bad to do it today because someone's going to be like, well, 59 pitches. And then if he goes 75 in the next one,
you let him get up to 85 or 90 in the next one and then and look good again and then deal him.
But if you can legit go get George Kirby, you know, I keep talking about him for Jared Jones, something to consider.
What do
you get Logan Webb? Logan Webb hasn't been incredible in the year for Jared Jones. Like, it's staying power might be more important than the early onset. But, you know, at the same time, I don't want to talk negatively because Jared Jones looks
He's great, and he's a great asset to have for sure. He's been so good, and I think if the Pirates just let him go, he would have an enormous year, right? But it's just the history of this position, and especially what has happened at the beginning of the year. Teams are babying their starters. They are letting them really get stretched out, which is probably smarter for the long run with all of these, you know, rash of injuries. So it's going to continue this trend of babying these guys, especially for this organization.
The optimist would say you're doing this early on, so you have him the entire season. By the way, I do want to acknowledge that that exists. Like,
right.
You want him to only pitch 67.
They're on 80. A hot start. Like, they are right now planning on making the playoffs. So
yeah.
They want him there.
And the optimist would say that they are doing caretaking for this. But the pessimist to injuries and really like how this team has gone in the past is that, like, I don't know if we can trust that we're going to have him the whole season. And that's kind of the pessimist to it. So you kind of also have to decide, like, who are you? Like, who exactly are you in that that ball game? So, by the way, big inning, literally bases two on for the Rangers, pitches going, and then they cut away to go to a minor league clip.
I don't know what you're talking. You must have a different big inning. I'm not seeing any going away. I don't know what you're watching. You watching MILB big inning or something?
MILB.TV. Yeah, it was on there.
MLB.TV. Oh, here it is. I see it. Oh, wow, I'm way behind you.
Look at that. Oh, it's super important. And let's go to the minor league. Big L. Well, on the beginning, big L.
Yeah, I know. People don't like to see prospect reports at all, right?
Not in especially the middle of a pitch when there's two
nothing
on.
Nothing happened in those other two games. They're switching pitchers.
No, they're not. He's throwing. Big L. Ugly as a dog. Estuary Ruiz. He was a big old stinky mess, according to the A's. He's back, and he's hitting homers. and he looks pretty good. And this is why you definitely did want to stash if you had the opportunity and to bring him back up. It was short-lived, and the power is probably going to be short-lived, but 3 games back, he's hitting 500. He's got a stolen base, the homer. It's a very positive sign. Do you think Estuary is kind of back-ish?
I mean, I hope so, but it's the A's. So what is your level of trust that, you know, someone comes off the IL and they don't go, okay, back down to the minors with you. So, you know, I think so. Yes, I'll say, but the A's are just impossible to predict right now.
Yeah, they really don't like him either. Like, I just don't.
Yeah, it's that whole like bracelet thing, and you know,
all the, still like it's the bracelet thing.
I honestly think that has a part to do with it. Yeah, I do. It's the same. They bench Brent Rooker too. Like, you know, he's on the IL now.
I hope
he was on the bench on the A's. Brent Rooker is not a bench player. Wasn't he their All Star last year? So,
yeah, LOL.
What are you doing?
Do you think every team having to
act like we have any idea what the A's are doing?
I'm not a very big like participation trophy. Like, I'm cool with whatever. I'm not like going to be like, ooh, we're all. But do you think every team having to have a participant for the All-Star game is maybe the lamest thing on the planet? Like, just it is the worst thing on the planet having to pretend, you know, like Geraldo Perdomo or what, you know what I'm saying? Just like
Perdomo did deserve it last year, but he played well in the first half.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
And only stuff like that. But like finding a middle, didn't Joe Mantiply make it 1 year when the
Joe Mantiply? So I've seen Wade Miley at the All Star game. I've seen Ian Kennedy at the All-Star game, right? Like, we've had some duds.
It's embarrassing.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's in this league.
What? How can we be expected to teach
Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh
to learn how to read if they can't even fit inside the building?
In this league.
Has to be at least 3 times bigger than this.
For a long time, it was Chris Young. You know, that was our guy.
So, I mean, that's fine. I just hate that. Tanner Houck, I do not hate. Tanner Houck has looked good. Complete game shutout on Wednesday against Cleveland. 9 strikeouts, 9 innings, 3 hits. In 94 pitches. That's like 2 starts in Jared Jones' world. That's crazy. That was so good. And Houck is, you know, Houck has had some stuff. I want to say like 2 starts ago I watched, and maybe I'm making it up. I thought he got banged a little bit, but like he looks really, really consistent. 19 swing and whiffs in this start. I'm pulling this up here. Let's see. 48% whiff rate on the slider, 11 whiffs on that slider, an overall 37% because he had 6 on the splitter, only 2 on the sinker. Very good. A 38% CSW percentage, called strikes and whiffs. Very, very solid. And the contact rate relatively lower as far as obviously only gave up 3 hits like on the slider splitter. It just looks good, man. I really like the pitch mix stuff. I like the swing and miss. He looks aggressive. I feel like I sometimes see like Chris Sale when I watch him up there. Obviously different handed. I'm a Tanner Houck fan. I think he's moving on up.
Yeah. I mean, he was great for, isn't that the first complete game shutout of the year? So
no, Ranger Suarez had it like a day or two ago.
This was the first Maddux because it was under 100 pitches. That's what it was.
I like that they call that like a complete game under 100 is a Maddux. I think that's cool.
Yeah, I mean, I think it should be an official stat. So
they should put it to the All-Star game. It's so cool.
Yeah, yeah. It's
over Joe Mantiply.
Over Joe Mantiply. Yeah, I agree with that. So, but yeah, I mean, look, Houck has looked amazing. This could be, you know, one of those late breakout. He found a tweak in the offseason, whatever it is, and he's in line for big season. I can tell you right now, He's an all-star. I put him in over Devers, who doesn't want to play every single day. Apparently that guy is
well, he's hurt.
Glass?
He's hurt. Yeah. He's kind of hurt right now. MRI. We're going to talk about injuries here in a second, but MRI, because he's still not feeling good. He got smacked in the head, the concussion. Like it's a bad run right now. This is that injury prone versus injury plagued. Like he's kind of plagued right now than he is prone. He's just having like weird stuff going on.
Okay.
I mean, the concussion wasn't his fault. Like,
no, it wasn't.
Tyler O'Neill was like, whoa, and just slammed into the back.
No,
of his head.
But it's the shoulder. It's head, shoulders, knees and toes. It's everything with Rafael Devers already. So
yeah, you're not wrong.
Are you injury plagued when
I'm worried
every single thing hurts?
Joe and I talked about this, I think about a week ago. I am a little bit worried about Rafael Devers for the longevity of the season with all these injuries early on. I'm more encouraged because Boston has played so well. Ish defensively, they've kind of had some big stinky moments and stuff like
that.
They
also lost Trevor Story. You know what I mean? Like
they lost Trevor Story, but Tyler O'Neill.
They have every reason to fold it in, and they're not. They've been playing great with all these injuries.
So that's why I don't want to pull too hard against. But you know, it is something to consider if like you had even Stevens on a trade value, like. You know, someone's like, hey, I want your Rafael Devers, and they're giving you like 100% type of return. I might consider it because I do worry about him being able to maintain the rest of the season with all these early season stuff. So that is sticking around with me. One other hypothetical we'll throw out here, and let's burn through some of the injury news, and then we're going to get to the player debates. Josh Hader roughed up again, and it has been a bad start for Josh Hader. What level of worry do you
have? Garbage with Houston. So like, you know, they paid him a lot of money. You're not going to yank him out of this role, but
Joe Musgrove is so happy right now.
You can't have this keep happening, you know? So at what point do we hit the panic button on Hader? Cause I agree. Like maybe you're sweating it now, but you're not panicking.
The positive is if you were to go and get, if you believe like, all right, this is kind of like a little bad run, blah, blah, blah. The worst is gone. Like that's sometimes the best. That's an argument in the Julio Rodriguez range. Like, hey, the worst is behind you and you're not eating some of that bad stuff. The same thing would be said for Hader and hit. And just last real quick, his K percentage is up. He's walking less than he did last year. He's got a expected 3.7 ERA, which would be the highest of his career. But his actual ERA is 8. So there's almost a 5-run differential between that. And from like a stuff perspective, fastball is down tiny, itsy bit, but the slider's actually up and getting more whiffs.
It's early
right
in
now.
The year, too. Like, I'm not worried about the velocity.
I think he's a great buy right now. I wonder if you could trade Mason Miller to get him, like, without
people. I don't think you could trade weird. Mason Miller. My question was going to be, would you give up your Raisel Iglesias right now to get Josh Hader?
Yeah, but I also, I know where you're going with that. My first caveat would be like, we probably shouldn't do closer for closer unless we're just saying, who do you like rest of season? Trading for closer, I don't think exists as much unless it's like trading Mason Miller and Hader?
Don't get that granular on me. Come on. Just tell me who you like more. Do you like Raisel Iglesias or Josh Hader more?
Hader. I'm going to say we're getting the bad crap out of the way now. All right. And I would buy Hader moving forward because the bad crap is out. But what do you think about that?
Clay Holmes already has like 6 saves or something ridiculous.
Yeah, I still think Hader's going to like get it together and Houston's going to get it together. So I'm likely going to say Hader for the
general,
most part.
Your overall statement on Hader is it's a blip. It's a blip
it's
on the radar
bad start.
And he's going to be fine. That is your overall thought process, right?
Yeah. Like the fastball doesn't look, it's not like way down. The slider's actually harder. Like I just think he's being inconsistent right now and it'll repair.
And by the way, I do agree with you. I don't want to trade closer for closer, but you know, it's part of a different deal. Like you've been working on something like, if you could get Iglesias and an upgrade at a starter, would you flip your Hader and, you know, a different starter?
Well, what about that one I just said? What about Houck and Miller for Hader?
I think it's fair. It's absolutely fair. I think you are buying into hype because you get laughed at 3 weeks ago for that trade or whatever the beginning of the season was, however we want to say it. You know what I mean? Like you get laughed at for that trade offer.
Yeah, Yeah, LOL.
It's not even close. But now that Hauk is looking amazing and Miller looks pretty good, and knowing that you can get saves from a crappy team, it happens every year. You know, Kyle Finnegan had a bunch of saves last year. You know what I mean? So knowing that, even though the A's are in line to be historically bad, I think Mason Miller is still a good ad. So I could see doing that trade. Yeah. Especially if you already had a pitcher go down.
That might be the range of, I'm not really sure what side is better. Like if it's a deeper league, I actually might prefer that Miller slash.
Yeah, I mean, that's all on what is going on your roster. You're missing two starters. You had Cole and Yuri Perez, like I did in one of those NFBCs, right? Like you start out with that. Yeah. You're grasping at straws for a starter. If you didn't find anyone, if you didn't get Jared Jones on the wire early or whoever it was, you're really desperate. So that's a move to make at this point.
I guess if
like Hauk and Miller.
And if you had the concern, if you had concerns that Josh Hader is not going to like find it, his chase rate's kind of low. It's around 26%. That's like bottom 40 percentile of the league, but the K's are still up. He's still a little walk heavy.
Sorry, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, I was going to say is if you believe that like Hader isn't going to have the bounce back and is going to be a top three or four closer, and you can find someone that's like kind of talking how we're talking, going and getting a Hauk and a Miller for your Hader is not the worst idea if you don't think he can bounce back. But the worst might be behind. There are some things that are still supportive. And I kind of think like if I could get Hader on a 90% discount where it maybe takes me trading one of my middle line closer. You know, I mean, I hate to say you're not wrong about like Clay Holmes and Raisel Iglesias are super interesting because their big advantage is there's great teams. Clay Holmes has a ton of saves, but it's like, you know, if you were able to consolidate in some capacity where moving a middle closer and something gets you, what's his face? A hater. That might be worth it. That might be worth it because then the crap is behind you.
And the only reason I really feel like there is a legit concern to Hader at all is because the Astros have started out bad, right? Like if they, you know, they just got swept by the Braves. They played okay against the Rangers, but the series before that they were terrible. So it's like, okay, we get to Justin Verlander start on Friday and he looks good and he goes six and Hader blows it again. Like with your starter back now, you have guys that have experience back there. Presley can step right in. Abreu, you know, has good stuff. He could step into that role too. So, you know, the Astros bullpen isn't probably as good as it was last season if Hader isn't going. But, you know, that's the only reason I would have legit concern is because it's not just him being bad. It's also they need to start stacking wins. And if he blows another one after they have a good start, especially if it's the Verlander start tomorrow, I'm starting to get a little shakier.
And they have Presley, to your point. They got Presley. Yeah. They got Brian Abreu, who was one of those kind of like peaky type of guys. They just paid him too much. And I don't know. I just think you got new team environment. There seems to be a systemic kind of struggle going on with the Astros kind of in general. And once that rights itself, if I saw like major decreases maybe in like his strikeout approach or, you know, his velo and stuff, I might be more concerned. But I'm not. I would buy if the opportunity presented itself to buy with a cheapness to it. Like, yeah, absolutely. I'm with that. And maybe there's some other trades to be had in consolidating. It's a good conversation. I'd be curious what other people have to say. Injuries. Let's burn through these and then it's player debate time. Kyle Bradish made a rehab start at AA on Tuesday. 4 Ks, 3 innings, 1 hit. I am encouraged. That injury is still looming out there. If he were available in leagues, I'd be picking up. If I had him, maybe I start getting the trade wins going, but I'm probably waiting till he gets up and has a couple starts under his belt before I pull that trigger, because I think the injury worry is going to be looming with him. But if we just want to be like real about it, just focus on like, this is great if you own Kyle Bradish, that the rehab start was good, he feels good, and maybe you're going to get a big old windfall very shortly. You kind of agree with that?
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, anything that you get from Kyle Bradish at this point to me is in the bonus. So, I think that's the way you should be looking at it. And hopefully he comes back and he starts. Sure. I know it. he's already burned a bunch of people, but at least he's one of the guys that could come back. Could be worse. You could be rostering Spencer Strider. So
We had this thing. That's interesting you say that too, because like I feel like I have a different philosophy, similar to what you're saying though. Like when Joe and I were talking a couple of days ago, and he brought up like, hey, Gerrit Cole's ramping up. This might be the time to trade him. And I was like, no. And then he's like, well, maybe after a couple starts. And we were getting under the hood that like he just doesn't trust and to maybe sell on the hype. And I don't know, man. Like, I kind of think I live in this when you are in that space of some of those guys, just be happy with what you're going to get from them. If you paid the super low cost, if you paid the top two round, okay, maybe you want to, you know, maybe you want to potentially move to consolidate.
If I offered you for your Kyle Bradish, Tanner Houck right now, are you pulling that trigger?
I might. Yeah. Like if I was more worried about the injury stuff, like again, if I had paid the high price and my team is suffering a little bit, like getting consistency is good. But when you got like Kyle Bradish in the 250s, just enjoy what you're going to get out of
it. Oh, yeah. Same thing with Gerrit Cole. You have nothing to complain about. If you took him late after the injury, you have nothing to complain about. This is all about if you had, you know.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
I drafted him and you were depending on him. And even in that scenario,
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You want to punch me right now, but you won't.
Why don't you punch me in the face? Punch me in the face!
Hey, Derek, you know what's always good for shoulder pain?
What?
If you lick my...
In this league.
So many people have already had that you're not, you know, it's not like you're alone. It's not like this, you know, big player from your team is gone and it hasn't happened to anyone else. That's not true at all. It's happened to most people in your league already. So you kind of bake in for something like this to happen. So, but just, yeah, like you said, be happy with what you get. If you can trade him for somebody good or someone you think is off to a hot start, would you give him up for Jared Jones?
Would I
give up Bradish? What? To get Jared Jones.
Yeah, right? I think so. Yeah.
Absolutely. So like if you can make a deal like that, great. But you're only getting a hot start guy. You're not getting an established starter. You're not getting, you know, Jose Berríos off to a nice start. You're not getting Jose Berríos for Kyle Bradish. Like no one's doing that deal. So you have to get someone that is on the rise, you know, or overperforming or something like that. And, you know, if Kyle Bradish pitches a whole year after this and it was just a hiccup, you know, you look like a silly goose. So,
yeah, some other injuries. Ozzy Albies placed on the IL with a fractured toe, not going to require surgery. Could be back in that 2-week time span, but that's, you know, brutal blow. There's not great replacements out there. You know, if you're out in the world, middle infield replacements like the Blaze Alexanders of the world could probably be had. Otherwise, you know, I don't know, Sinani Raffaella when he gets it. Davis Schneider, like those are probably the things you're dealing with. Christian Yelich placed on the IL with back soreness. I've come full circle that like I think back soreness and for hitters and elbow soreness for pitchers, those two just give me instant anxiety that things are not going to go well. And because the back is just not going to like, it's just not going to be great the whole season. It's probably going to keep flaring up. So I don't know what you do. Mind yourself. I'm saying it makes me down on Yelich a bit for the full season because I don't feel confident that when he returns, it's not going to flare back up.
Probably the rest of his career too, right? Because, I mean, this is just going to be a chronic thing, it seems like, for Yelich. So,
Seiya Suzuki is going to miss 4 weeks with an oblique strain. Damn you, obliques. Damn you to hell. Those obliques, they just keep coming up and screwing
everybody. He missed a grip of time last year, too, didn't he, Seiya?
I think he did miss. I don't know if it was an oblique, but
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.